It's decided. New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan has won the very close U.S. Senate race against Republican incumbent Kelly Ayotte, who conceded yesterday afternoon. As WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, the win was one of very few bright spots for Democrats on election night.
Out of more than 700,000 ballots cast, Hassan won by just over 1,000 votes. As returns came in throughout election night, the tally seesawed back and forth between the Democrat and the Republican incumbent Kelly Ayotte. By yesterday morning, just a couple of small towns still hadn't reported their tallies. But Governor Maggie Hassan appeared outside the statehouse in Concord to claim victory.
We are confident that given the size of the outstanding tallies, that we have won this race, and we, of course, want to make sure that every vote is counted.
A short time later, Secretary of State William Gardner certified the razor-thin margin of victory. Then, in a statement, Ayotte conceded, congratulating Hassan on her victory. The two campaigns and outside groups poured $120 million into the hard-fought contest, a record for a New Hampshire political race. It was billed as a contest that could determine control of the Senate, but on election night, Republicans secured their majority even without New Hampshire. That means Hassan will head to Washington, where Republicans will control the Senate, House, and the White House. But Hassan says she's ready for the challenge.
This election exposed very serious divisions in our country, and it's up to all of us, elected leaders, citizens now, to come together and focus on our common challenges and our common opportunities. And I'm very excited to get to work.
The New Hampshire Senate race was a contest between two relatively popular politicians who tried to keep the race focused on state issues, like combating the opioid addiction crisis. But Kelly Ayotte struggled with the man at the top of the Republican ticket, Donald Trump, first saying she'd vote for him without endorsing him, then calling him a role model before saying she misspoke, and then finally disavowing him. But on election day, Rhonda Duhamel of Manchester said she voted against Ayotte because of her votes to defund Planned Parenthood.
And I supported Kelly before, but I felt that she is not really behind us in Washington to not help a lot of women who need that support.
So Ayotte lost the support of Duhamel, who was a Republican who voted for Donald Trump. Ayotte's loss means Hassan will join fellow Democrat Jean Shaheen in the Senate. New Hampshire Democrats also prevailed in their races for the U.S. House of Representatives. Congresswoman Annie Custer held on to her seat, and former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter ousted Republican Frank Ginta. So New Hampshire will have the country's only all-Democratic, all-female congressional delegation. But in state elections, after a long, sleepless election night, the outcome was different.
I slept for a couple of hours, and then I was like, wow, and then I watched Trump's speech and fell asleep for a few hours, and then my kids were up at 6 o'clock, finding out if I had won.
And he did win. In the race for governor, Republican Chris Sununu defeated the Democrat Colin Van Ostern in another very close race. It was part of a local sweep by New Hampshire Republicans, who for the first time since 2002 will control the legislature and the corner office. Unlike Kelly Ayotte, Sununu supported Donald Trump, which he says might or might not have been a factor.
I don't know if the top of the ticket helped. I don't know if it hurt. I ran my race on New Hampshire values, on pushing back on Washington, D.C. I couldn't tell you beyond that what effect it really had.
Meanwhile, in an election that revealed stark divisions across the country, Hillary Clinton appears to be winning the state of New Hampshire, holding on to a slender lead of just 1,500 votes in a state that was supposed to be part of her blue firewall. It appears to have held in the Granite State, just barely, but not elsewhere. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.